The Link Principle. Link refers to helping people address basic needs and accessing services, helping people cope with problems, giving information and connecting people with loved ones, social support services, and other help. The Link Principle involves helping people to help themselves to regain control of their situation. This may include helping them to address basic needs such as shelter, food, water, sanitation, clothing, or specific food for babies, access health services for injuries or help with medical conditions, access clear and factual information about the event, loved ones, and available services, and helping them to contact loved ones, friends, and other social supports. Remember to follow up with people if you promise to do so. A person in distress can feel overwhelmed. Help them to consider their most urgent needs and how to prioritize and address them. Being able to manage a few issues will give the person a greater sense of control in the situation and strengthen their own ability to cope. You can encourage the following positive coping strategies: eating well and drinking water, getting enough rest, establishing a daily routine, keeping healthy working hours, spending time with family and friends, connecting over the phone or video call if physical distance is required, discussing problems with someone they trust, doing activities that help them relax. If they use tobacco, consider getting help to quit, and staying sober. Avoid alcohol and drugs so they can remain vigilant, act quickly, and make decisions with a clear head for themselves and others in their family and community. Link also refers to accessing and sharing information. When seeking information, avoid the near-constant stream of news and social media messages that cause you to feel anxious or distressed. Remember, rumors will be common. Get the facts. Avoid fear and stigma. Here are some tips to guide you and others you may be helping. Seek reliable information at specific times during the day, once or twice, from reliable sources, for example, from the WHO or PAHO, or from local health authorities, to prepare your plans and protect yourself and loved ones. Give information too. Get up-to-date information and only say what you know to be factual. Do not make up information or give false reassurances. Keep messages simple and accurate. Repeat the message to be sure people hear and understand it. Inform people about available services and help them access health services, family tracing, shelter, food distribution, protection services. Make sure that vulnerable people also know about existing services. Also, remember to keep your child or teen safe online. Here are some tips that can guide you. Speak about online risks and explain that information they put out there stays out there. Spend time with your child online. Be alert to signs of distress and let them know they can come to you if something feels uncomfortable. Create device-free times, for example, when eating, playing, and sleeping. Use technology to set up a safe space. Use parental controls, safe search, and use privacy settings. The guiding principle, Link, also involves connecting people with loved ones and social support. People who feel they had good social support after a crisis cope better than those who feel they were not well supported. Help keep families together and children with their parents and loved ones. Help people to contact friends and relatives to get support. If physical distancing, quarantine, or isolation are required to contain an outbreak, such as COVID-19, help people stay connected via email, social media, video conference, or telephone. If religious practice is helpful for a person, try to connect them with their spiritual community. Encourage affected people to come together and support each other. For example, ask people to check on the elderly. Help people to find safe ways to grieve, honor, and remember their lost loved ones. If symptoms of grief interfere with daily functioning or persist for more than 6 months, it is time to seek help.